guess what day it is.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. Wednesday.
It's Best of Elves Podcast.
That's like the coolest thing I ever heard.
How's it going, everybody? We're back. Another Wednesday. That's good. You know, good things are happening. I had a whole plan of what I was going to talk about today, which was pretty much what I talked about in my small group last night for the worship team. But then after thinking about it, it was like, how many people like really want to hear about the spirit-led worship and how to do that better in terms of as a worship leader? And I'm like, I felt like the audience was very small for that. So I had to pivot this morning and do something different. And so luckily there was something that's been bouncing around in my head a little bit. And it was a quote that was sent to me by my friend Matt. And it said this: let me be clear. Oh, no, I screwed up the quote. It's the beginning of the quote. I mess it up. Let me clear something up. See, I keep changing the words. Let me clear up something. God is not against you having things. He is against things having you. And that was from Vody Bachman. Finally got that quote right. But what he's referencing there is Matthew 6, 19 through 21. And I'll read that for you. It says, don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. So in that scripture, if you just read that scripture, what I just read, here's what I was thinking. Here's how I can talk about myself, right? I would say I am a collector of things. I have multiple collections of things. Now, my biggest one probably be my guitars, and I love them. You know, I love having a guitar collection, and I watch tons of videos on YouTube and Instagram about, you know, guitars and collections and all that kind of stuff. And I'm a big fan, right? Like it all. I have a bunch of Star Wars paraphernalia, you know, like Funko Pops in my office here. I have helmets. I have artwork, all sorts of stuff. I have a lot of Cubs gear, t-shirts, jerseys, hats, all different stuff like that of Cubs. I have a lot of shoes, specifically Chuck Taylors. I have a whole bunch of colors of those. I keep them real nice displayed in my closet and all that. And a ton of sunglasses. Not expensive sunglasses, but I have a lot of them. And also, I would love to be a collector of cars. That would be awesome. I would love that. Sign me up. I just don't have the money. I can't afford it. So can't collect cars. But I would really like to. So when I think about that scripture in Matthew, it says, do not store up your treasures here on earth, because, you know, moths and rust will eat and destroy them. Thieves can steal them, all that kind of stuff. But I should store my treasures in heaven. And to be honest with you, that sort of bums me out, because I enjoy these things, these collections. I love my guitars. And the Star Wars fandom and all the Cubs gear. And sometimes just when I'm walking by my home office, when I'm not doing anything at home, I'm going upstairs, whatever, I walk by my office at home and I see all the guitars and I'm just like, I like that. That's nice. That's pretty cool. And, you know, like the same at the office of church. When I walk in the door, I unlock the door and I come in the morning and I look at things, I'm like, that's a cool office. This looks nice. I don't know. I like it. I actually think it'd be a cool job for me, on the side, creative pastor, number one. But if someone were to hire me to come in and they have like some sort of collection and they want to display it, maybe make a room or something out of it, I think I'd be really good at that, because I got the eye for it, got good organizational skills. I think I know what makes things look good, because I'm a part of a bunch of, different, like, so for instance, on Facebook, I'm in part of these Star Wars room builders groups where people are making rooms to look like Star Wars stuff. And it could be like my office, but sometimes I'm like, man, I don't even think I'm a fan of Star Wars, or the way people, like, there's some people's rooms that are like a whole basement that looks like you're in like the Millennium Falcon or on some other planet. It's crazy. But then there's also times I'm looking at, I'm like, this is how you're displaying your helmets like this. Like, I would go in there, make it look so much better, in my opinion, that is, at least. And I'm a part of, like, on Instagram groups, guitar home share rig, you know, like, so they'll share their rooms where they have displayed their guitars or their pedals and all that stuff. And some of them cool, but most, for the most part, so I find a lot of that are really cool, but for the most part, most people don't really have an idea of how to display things correctly. In my professional opinion, that's what I'd say. So, but still, we have the scripture that says, don't store up your treasures here on earth. Now let's dissect this word treasure for a minute. The definition of treasure, by the way, I looked up the definition of treasure, and who knew? I put it in Google. I thought I would get one definition. There are so many, like, dictionary companies that it blew my mind. So we have Merriam-Webster, Oxford Dictionary, Cambridge Dictionary, Britannica, Dictionary.com, Collins Dictionary. That's just the first six that I pulled. I was like, what? And I had no idea that there was this many competing dictionary companies. And then I find it strange because, just like me, I'm thinking of, like, if I worked for these companies, they have to be, I mean, that's your competition, the other one. So are you, like, looking things up, like, hey, did you see, like, you're at Merriam-Webster, you're like, hey, man, did you see what Oxford, did you see what they put in for their definition of treasure? It's crazy. Look at these buffoons. And then they read it in their office and they're like, ah, these idiots or whatever. Or Collins Dictionary, nobody's ever really heard of them. They're just, like, so angry that everybody gets more clicks than they are. And they're, like, trying to sabotage the other day. I don't know. I just kept thinking what these office meetings have to be like in the competition. Anyways, it has nothing to do with this. So I'm just going to stop this tangent right now. But anyways, treasure has two different, you know, types of definitions. One is the noun form, and that is something of great value, quantity of precious metals, gems, or other valuable objects, very valuable things, a collection of precious things. These are from all different sources. I'm just kind of putting them together. So if we take my guitar collection, I would consider that, if we're looking at the definitions that I just looked up, and provided, I would consider my guitars to be considered a treasure. One could make that conclusion, right? And with the verse from Matthew, if I'm lining it up with that, absolutely, my guitar collection could be destroyed. I don't know, by moths, but possibly. Rust, sure. Thieves can steal it, you know. And I do store it, display it, also use them here on earth. So, can I say and understand that what I'm doing is against what I'm being told to from Scripture? I think so. But then there's yet another definition of treasure, which is in the verb form. And that is to hold or keep precious, to value something very much, to regard or treat as precious and cherish it. And then when you look into those words, like precious and cherish it, it means, like, hold above everything else, right? Now, as I read through those first verses, you know, that I went over from Matthew, I have to ask myself, what do you think God is saying to me? Because Vody Bachman, who is a pastor, who's a dean of theology, has multiple masters and divinity, and the list goes on and on. He's probably forgotten more about Scripture than I've ever learned about it. He says, again, and I'll read it, let me clear up something. God is not against you having things. He's against things having you. So with my guitar collection, if I'm reading the Scripture by the letter of the law, in the terms of it can be destroyed, it can be stolen, I do value it, it does bring me some happiness, how can it be that I can have these things? Because of that verb definition, I enjoy my guitar collection. It brings me happiness. I do find it valuable because monetarily it is valuable. And I absolutely, I would be upset if something were to be, some of them were to be destroyed or stolen or whatever like that. But I do know my true priority, my true joy, and the way that I find true happiness is not found in those guitars. It's found in Christ alone. Now, I do find happiness in them. I enjoy playing them, looking at them, collecting them, and all that. But my true joy comes from the Lord. And I think about this because just the other day, you know, we had the hurricane pass through. And the other night, there was all sorts of tornado warnings and watches and all that good stuff. I was monitoring the weather. And phones went off. It told us to take cover, all that stuff. And throughout all that, I didn't once think about my guitar collection at all. What was I concerned about? I was concerned with my family, their safety, checking in on my other daughter who's at Columbia, praying that we'll be all right, praying that this thing will go over and all that. The guitars, my house, the cars, my collection of things, in that moment were just what they were, things. And even though... say I lost everything in a tornado, if it had hit or whatever like that, for sure I'd be bummed out. I'd be upset. I'd be frustrated. But I'd also be okay, because what's really important would have been okay too, which is my family and my faith in the Lord, because that can't be shaken. Now, if on the other hand, if I was seeing that the storm was coming, I'm like, okay, how do we fortify this where I protect these guitars? Maybe we should put them in this closet, even though that's where we're supposed to be, you know, to bunker down if there's a tornado. If I was so concerned about losing that, now we have bigger problems, because the focus, the priority would have been on those things rather than what's really important. But let's take the guitar collection and things like that out of the conversation. We'll talk about maybe lifestyle, money, things like that. I know you've probably met people, maybe you are one of those people, that have worked hard and you've gotten to a certain lifestyle. And now you're just focused on keeping that lifestyle. It means you got to work harder. You got all these things. I've been a part of situations where money and doing things and going on vacations and living the life was way more important than anything else. Literally everything else. And all the truly important things, God, family, things of that nature, kind of fell along the side. They became part of, you know, being on the back burner. And that's what Vody Bachman's talking about, when things have you. Now, there's also that part that says, you know, in that scripture, let me go back to it. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there's the desires of your heart will also be. What are we talking about? It's store our treasures in heaven. Of course, we treasure the Lord. We treasure Jesus. We treasure the Holy Spirit. But I think, and I think that's just a given that we're going to do that. But what else can we treasure in heaven? Because I'd like to think when I get to heaven, I'm going to have a sweet house and just guitars and cars and all those things. But I don't know if that's true. I don't know if I'm going to walk into my closet and there's going to be every single Chuck Taylor in every color that I can think of. Maybe there's colors I don't even know about. Maybe there's colors we've never seen before, and I'm going to be able to rock those Chuck Taylors. Maybe some sunglasses that do some things that our brain even can't even think. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to have a guitar handcrafted by Jesus. He was like, I made this when I was carpentering stuff back in on Earth. And it sounds, and just strumming it will make a sound that nobody's ever heard of. I don't know, but that would be awesome. I would love to store those treasures in heaven. And I'm prayerfully hoping that I do. But I don't know. This is just what came to me when I realized I didn't want to talk about what I talked about in the small group last night. So I hope that what my ramblings and talking about things and treasures connected with you, and you get something out of it, and that you are somehow blessed by this today. I don't know. Maybe you're not. but I hope you are. So you guys have a great week, and I will see you next Wednesday. We'll be right back.